Welcome to the Success in Medicine podcast. I'm Dr. Rajani Katta, author of the best-selling residency match guide, The Successful Match, and creator of the Residency Interview 101 course. This is a special series on the podcast called Energized at Work. We hear so much about burnout in medicine, and it is a real and very challenging problem. That's why I wanted to learn from doctors in all types of specialties who are the opposite of burned out. These are the doctors who are energized by work. I'm looking forward to sharing lessons and secrets from these doctors on this special series. I am so honored to be speaking today to Dr. Amy Paller. Dr. Paller has been a longtime leader in the field of dermatology and in pediatric dermatology. And one of the reasons I really wanted to bring her on today is that, well, she wears many hats, but one of the areas that she's made this incredible impact in the field of dermatology is as a translational researcher. So she's helped develop some truly groundbreaking therapies for inflammatory and genetic skin diseases in children. And as I mentioned, she wears many hats. She is the current chair of dermatology at the Feinberg School of Medicine at Northwestern University. She's also the director of the Skin Biology and Diseases Resources-Based Center. And she's been a longtime clinician. I have seen her in action in her pediatric dermatology clinic, and she's an amazing clinician. And then one other hat that I wanted to emphasize is she's also an advocate for really bringing clinicians and researchers into focusing on patient-centered outcomes in research. So Dr. Paller, thank you so much for coming on to be interviewed. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And I wanted to just start by asking, I mean, that was a lot of hats that I just mentioned, but I wanted to start by asking, what does a typical week for you look like?
A typical week for me? Wow, I don't know if there is such thing as a typical week for me. Clearly, I have clinics, and when I'm in clinics, I try very much to have them and be full-time focused on those, and that's about two times a week. But otherwise, I'm doing meetings with my various hats on. I'm running my lab. I'm running a clinical trials unit in pediatric dermatology. I'm talking to lots and lots of people, and I'm trying to keep an eye on a department and make sure that everybody's taken care of.
And Dr. Paller, how long have you been in practice? If you don't mind my asking.
No, not at all. Well, I'm about my 35th year at Northwestern. I was the chief of dermatology in the pediatric program for 16 years. And this is going to be my 20th year moving forward in a few months as the chair at Northwestern. I did spend a little bit of time at Rush for a few years before I became the chief at the Children's Hospital. So it's almost going to be 40 years after dermatology training. Of course, I did some postdoc work after that first.
See, isn't that amazing? And I do have to ask you this, because this is something that I get asked by a lot of medical students. So there's so much talk about burnout. And what keeps you going? Like, how are you still going this strong?
I can't even imagine the term burnout for me, because I am so passionate about everything that I do. There are occasional things that are tedious. There's no question. But nevertheless, yeah. Whether I'm talking about taking care of my patients and their families, whether I'm trying to help bring some new medication that can help my patients to the forefront, whether I'm in the lab writing a grant or looking excitedly at some research data, or whether it's just really having my heart warm because some of our students and trainees are doing so well and advancing their careers. I just love everything I do. I think having passion about what you do and going into each day looking forward to what it will bring really prevents burnout. Also, I think it's important to spend time with family. It's important to make sure that you do things outside of just work. But I think if you love your work, then that keeps you going and keeps you prevented from having burnout. I will say that I recently became a grandma in the first, in the last 5 years, and I have two grandchildren now, and they keep me plenty busy on weekends. So that also keeps me from burning out. I think that one of the joys of life is having diversity in what you do and in your lives.
Yeah. And I have to say, the fact that you do wear so many hats, on the one hand, that would seem to be something that would worsen burnout. But for you, I think wearing the many hats and bringing passion to each of those seems to be a source of energy for you, correct?
No question.
And, you know, I remember, so a little background, I trained at Northwestern. And so Dr. Paller was my attending back in the day. And one of the things that I did find difficult or challenging about pediatric dermatology, especially that time, was some of the chronic diseases. And it was difficult being in a room where parents start crying. What strategies or how have you dealt with that over the years?
You know, I think we all gravitate towards fields, you know, if we're fortunate enough to discover them, that we have certain strengths in, or we have certain tendencies to be attracted to them. And I think one of the joys in my own career is working with people who do have chronic diseases, trying to help them understand more about the disease, and ultimately being creative in bringing new ways to manage the disease to at least make it as easy as possible for families. Yeah, I mean, with chronic diseases, there's a huge burden on the child, on the family. And if we're good listeners, if we show engagement, if we listen in such a way that we can actually move forward, sometimes that's where discoveries are made because we try something different. Then I think that it really helps. Sometimes with a chronic disease, it's just having someone you can trust is going to be responsive. And I've tried to be that with my patients. I've also, on a national basis, tried to be an advocate through the many wonderful patient organizations out there that similarly serve our families. So that's been very important to me as well.
And I know just from watching some of the work that you've done with the National Eczema Association, and I have to say that I think what I'd really like to, or I'll back up for a moment. One of the things that has really struck me is that you are a true translational researcher, that you are in the lab, but that your research questions are really informed by all of your experience in the clinic. And that being the case, tell me a little bit about how you've been able to develop a successful career as a translational researcher, because it really sounds wonderful from the outside looking in, but I know that's a very long path. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. And I remember I've had a lab for a long time since finishing postdoc work and getting my first KO8 award. But in terms of what I can do in the clinic, in the clinical research setting, and then taking that into the lab to do some research, or in contrast, taking something from the lab that I've discovered, or perhaps one of my colleagues have discovered and we work together to bring back to patients, really does require a network. I think it's impossible to think that one person can just do everything without having a team that works. And you can't have a team without having funding. So if you're a young person starting a career, it's really important to get enough training that you can be very confident and that you can present yourself in a way to get funded, because you need to have that. If you're starting off a career and you want to do research, thinking long and hard and putting together with the potential chair a package that is going to allow you to move forward and starting to build a team. And then grants. I write at least a dozen different grants a year to keep my lab team up and my clinical research team up, because I have to provide all of their salaries. And I have a large team that helps me in the clinic setting to be able to take probably about half of my patients and ask them whether they'll be a control for this or whether they would be part of this study. But that takes a village, and it doesn't happen overnight. It's something people have to realize that it's, if they want to be there, they're going to have to put in some work, and they're going to have to understand that it doesn't happen in a day or in a year. I've been doing this several years, and I have a very large team now. But nevertheless, if you have a passion to do it, and I will tell you, it's well worthwhile to get to where I am and feel so proud of my team and so grateful for what we've been able to accomplish. You have to start, and you have to go slowly, and you have to have good mentorship.
You know, it's really one of the things that just struck me about what you said was that I have heard about developing a research career, how you have to be really persistent and it takes a long time. But one thing I've never heard anybody say is that it takes a village. So that's an incredible insight, that it takes a village to be able to produce these remarkable, clinically important results. And I will ask you, I mean, you've done so much in pediatric dermatology. What are you most proud of over the last several years?
I'll be honest, I'm most proud of our trainees, of kind of my second set of children, who have just done so much and gone on to be leaders themselves. And well, you're one of them. I consider you a leader as well. But so many people who are not just forging their pathways and helping patients and bringing discoveries out, but are training the next generation. So there have been several decades of new people coming through. And I think I'm proud of that as a legacy that hopefully some of my energy and some of my goals to just make pediatric dermatology a better place for our patients and everyone who's part of it have rubbed off. And this will go on for a while to come.
Isn't that fantastic? It goes back to it takes a village, because I think back in the 1990s when I trained at Northwestern, you were already running a pediatric dermatology fellowship. And it's true, you have seeded across the country. And even so, pediatric dermatology is still an underserved area of dermatology. And yet now we have pediatric dermatologists all across the country that have trained with you. That's pretty amazing.
It's true. And I will put in a plug for pediatric dermatology because it is underserved. It is such a rewarding career. And there are 30 fellowship programs. We need more pediatric dermatologists. It's now an ACGME approved fellowship. It's no longer just run by the American Board of Dermatology. And you can pretty much write your own ticket in terms of what you want to do, because there is such a huge need. Access is a major problem right now.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Peller, what advice would you give for a medical student today who's thinking about, you know, I'd really be interested in clinical research or translational research? What advice would you have for them?
I would say follow your dreams, but you have to figure out what those dreams are first. And that's through exposure. You know, meet people. You know, the word mentor may be a trite word now, but it's so important. Every step of the way in my career has been guided by someone to whom I looked up and who gave great advice that I followed. And even if I tasted it and it wasn't my thing, I could turn away and go towards something else. So know yourself, figure out what's going to be a lifelong, thrilling career. And that comes from getting outside your comfort zone, talking to people who are leaders, talking to people in dermatology, outside of dermatology, talking to people who do research, trying to get a sense of what clicks for you, and then putting in the energy to make it happen.
I mean, that's fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Dr. Peller, for sharing this with our students and listeners. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.